Exclusive, Uyghur leader, Xi meeting unbefitting of Joe Biden while China continues genocide. By Francis Martel on November 15, 2022. Leftist American President Joe Biden holding a friendly meeting with communist Chinese dictator Xi Jinping while Beijing continues a years-long genocide of Turkic communities is unbefitting a president. Salih Hutir, the prime minister of the East Turkestan government in exile, told Breitbart News. Biden and Xi met in Bali, Indonesia, on Monday prior to the beginning of the G20 summit on Tuesday. Their first meeting in over 5 years, as Xi refused for nearly 2 years to leave his country after the Communist Party caused the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Anonymous alleged Biden administration officials claimed in reporting prior to the meeting that the president hoped to create a floor for the China-America relationship, meaning to have a conversation to prevent a potential war. Following the meeting, both the White House and Chinese Foreign Ministry readouts emphasized that the leaders discussed cooperation on issues of multiple interest, such as climate change, and keeping economic competition out of the realm of violent conflict. While the White House claimed that Biden mentioned Chinese government practices in Xinjiang, Tibet, and Hong Kong, and human rights more broadly, it did not elaborate further or mention the ongoing genocide in East Turkestan, which China calls the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. The Chinese Foreign Ministry did not note Biden mentioning human rights, instead claiming it was Xi who noted that freedom, democracy and human rights are the common pursuit of humanity and also the unwavering pursuit of the CPC, Communist Party of China. East Turkestan is a formerly sovereign nation currently under Chinese Communist Party occupation, home to the majority of the world's ethnic Uyghur community and sizable Kazakh, Kyrgyz, and other Muslim-majority Turkic populations. The Communist Party for decades has enacted violent policies to subdue indigenous communities, but since at least 2017 has formalized its violence into collective practices now widely recognized as genocide. Among the crimes the communists are committing against the population of East Turkestan are the widespread imprisonment of millions of people in concentration camps, where they have endured indoctrination, slavery, gang rape, and medical tests consistent with live organ harvesting, the imposition of a totalitarian surveillance system, and the use of forced sterilization of what is suspected to be millions of women to keep non-Han populations low. China has also enticed ethnic Han people to move into East Turkestan to change the demographics and dilute the local culture. The East Turkestan government in exile is an entity dedicated to restoring the sovereignty of the region, which enjoyed two periods of time as a sovereign republic prior to the Chinese communist invasion in 1949. East Turkestanis disapprove of this meeting. Hutir, the prime minister of the East Turkestan government in exile, told Breitbart News on Monday. It's unbefitting of President Biden, the leader of the free world, to meet with Chinese dictator Xi Jinping and talk about cooperation while China is carrying out an active genocide against Uyghurs and other Turkic peoples in East Turkestan. Asked how Biden could have made such a meeting productive, Hutir said, the only way meeting with the genocidal Chinese dictator would be acceptable is if President Biden had made it clear to Xi that the U.S. and the free world will no longer allow China to carry out genocide with impunity. The East Turkestani people have long looked up to the U.S. as a beacon of hope and protectors of the oppressed, Hutir asserted. We have long been pleading with the U.S.-led free world to intervene and end China's ongoing campaign of colonization, genocide, and occupation and support East Turkestan's efforts to regain its freedom and independence in the same way the free world is supporting Ukraine. Hutir participated in a protest on Saturday in front of the White House along with other Uyghur leaders denouncing the genocide and encouraging Biden to address the situation during his then-upcoming meeting with Xi. We call on President Joe Biden to lead the free world in making it clear to Xi Jinping and the racist Chinese government that the free world will not longer tolerate China's colonization and genocide in East Turkestan, Hutir said on Saturday. We plead with world leaders to uphold their commitments to never again and the UN Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. Following his meeting with Xi, which did not substantively address human rights atrocities, Biden told reporters that he felt he had succeeded in preventing a Cold War with China. I absolutely believe there need not be a new Cold War, Biden said, later adding, I'm not suggesting this is kumbaya. But, I think we understand each other, which is the most important thing that can be done. The Global Times, a Chinese government propaganda outlet, appeared to declare the meeting a success for Xi in an editorial on Tuesday. Under such circumstances, the fact that the heads of state of China and the U.S. can sit together and talk candidly is a positive signal to the outside world. Whatever they have talked about, the Global Times asserted. This is a general tone of international media reports on this meeting. The state newspaper went on to accuse America of causing all tensions between the two countries. Each time the continuous deterioration of China-U.S. relations happens, it is due to the unilateral provocation by the U.S. and proclaim. Only if the U.S. takes the right attitude and practical actions can China-U.S. relations return to the right track. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.